So she can see ghosts and see their past lives.
See her past life.
Those are two different powers.
That's what I said. They're different talent sets.
She's like a ghost therapist.
Like a ghost whisperer.
We're back.
Merry Christmas.
It's been a while.
Happy Halloween. Happy New Year. Happy Chinese New Year.
Happy Valentine's Day. You know, it's so funny. My mom and my sister, every Chinese New Year, they text me, I hope you get rich.
Yeah, I hope you get rich. I yelled that when we had folks coming over to give us food from the neighbor. Uh-huh. They had a party and then they said, can we come over and give you some food? And they did. And so when Brian opened the door to them, he's like, I hope you get rich! And they were surprised and they're like, I'll go call me Macho. Anyways, this is the Gods Must Be Crazy.
Welcome to the Gods Must Be Crazy podcast.
I'm Anima.
And I'm Ice.
The Gods Must Be Crazy is a podcast on Filipino folklore and mythology.
You can tell it's been a while since we've done
this. We're out of practice. We haven't recorded in months and months.
We took a sabbatical from...
A sabbatical because Ice went back to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then my parents came over, which is a whole thing. And then life happened. And, yeah. You know, life is still lifing, but...
But yeah. You know, we're here. We're back. We're very excited about the topics that we're reporting today. Okay, Anima has said that this is a shorty.
It is a shorty. I don't know if it will be a shorty, but it is a shorty my mind. And this is a story which is not exactly mythology, but it's definitely folklore.
Uh-huh.
And this is the story of Maruha.
I don't know what
you
is.
You don't know the story of Maruha. I love it. Okay. So the story of Maruha. So let's talk about who Maruha is first.
Sorry, it's just every time you say Maruha, I'm thinking of Maruya.
And you get hungry.
And I'm
that's because you're
and
hungry.
I want banana fritters right now.
I don't like okay, so saba. Saging na saba has like three major Filipino snack forms. Four major Filipino snack forms.
Okay.
Right? One is the straightforward nilagang saging na saba, which is just boiled.
Yeah. These are plantains.
The second one is maruya.
Yes.
Which is, it's rolled in batter and then fried.
Yeah. Like a fritter, basically.
It's a fritter. The third one is turon.
Uh-huh.
Which is, it's wrapped in the lumpia wrapper with sugar, sometimes with jackfruit, sometimes with chocnut.
And then banana cue.
And then banana cue. For me, banana cue is like peak.
Apex
predator.
Mm-hmm.
Banana fritter.
Mm-hmm.
I can live on banana cue. Like, our helper used to make a kilo of banana cue just for me.
But it's only nice if it's like smothered in brown sugar.
If it's like one part sugar, one part banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like a measly.
It's only nice if there's a whole entire casing of brown sugar.
If it's like you crack it, there's banana.
then you crack open and then you just snack on the fried brown sugar. But if it's like, you know,
a measly dusting, not cool. Yeah.
Like if a vegan makes it.
So for someone, or like a diabetic.
Sorry.
So banana cue for me, the ideal banana cue is if like the top of a creme brulee thing and a banana made a baby.
No, but a creme brulee is too thin.
Just the top.
It has to be like...
A thick? You want a thick one?
Yeah.
Do you like the chewy one or do you like just a hard one like you can break your teeth?
Both.
Same.
Both.
We need to make banana.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do they have plantains in Singapore?
It's so hard to find. You know why? I was trying to make nilaga. Well, I successfully made nilaga manok.
Uh-huh.
But it was without the saba.
So it wasn't sweet enough.
I had to compensate with additional onion and repolio. Cabbage.
Okay. Anyways, a long aside on Maruha because of Maruha. Maruha and Maruya. Maruha, incidentally, before I tell you who she is, Maruha is a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
A Spanish nickname for Maria.
Mm.
So if you Google Maruja straight up.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's like, it's a nickname in Spain. It's a nickname in Mexico. Maruja with a J. M-A-R-U-G-A. Now, if you're around my age, which you're not, Maruja is, was a TV show and also a movie and ultimately a comic
created by Mars. In the 80s or something?
In the like 50s, 40s. Created by Mars Rivello.
Okay.
In, well, Mars Rivello was born in 1916. Can you imagine? And so he was, so he created her during the 40s, 50s.
Okay.
Mars Rivello, for those of you who may not know, is the creator of many iconic Filipino comic book characters like Darna, of course. Darna, mm-hmm. who came before Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm.
chronologically. He's the king of Filipino comics. He also made Jezabel.
Captain Barbell.
Captain Barbell. Lastic Man.
Mm-hmm.
Bonjing.
Gagamboy.
Not Gagamboy.
No.
Varga. The movie Wanted Perfect Mother was based on a comic he made. He had a series called Hiwaga,
uh-huh.
which was just like folklore stories mm-hmm. and magic. Maruja, of course. Mariposa. These are other ones that I don't know anymore. Mariposa, Roberta, Rita, Buhay Pilipino, Jack and Jill,
mm-hmm.
which was turned into movies that starred Sharon Cuneta and Rene de Quesnes. Sharon Cuneta and someone, Jack and Jill. So Jack and Jill, they were siblings, and Jack is Sharon, and she's a lesbian. And uh-huh. Jill is... Roderick Paulate, I think, was gay.
Okay.
He's a gay man. Flash Bomba.
Love that.
Tiny Tony and Dragona, among others.
Okay.
And of course, Darna in particular, and Captain Barbell, and Elastic Man had like their own like cinematic universe. So MCU, Mars Rivello mm-hmm. cinematic
I was
universe.
About to say, it's like, where's the face... 1, 2, 3 of Mars Rivello cinematic universe.
So if you're like a huge like consumer of Metro Manila Film Fest,
uh-huh.
that's usually, especially in modern day, that's when a lot of the Mars Rivello
yeah.
creations come out.
Yeah.
And I thought Panday was from him, but he didn't make Panday. Yeah. But like
I think as a kid, we watched a lot of those like multiple iterations of Darna.
Yeah, multiple iterations.
Across GMA and ABS-CBN, mm-hmm. Captain Marvel. Because I think they bought... I think GMA had the rights and then ABS-CBN bought the rights
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, just trading back and forth.
Yeah.
Maruja was also made several times. So let me tell you about...
When was the latest? The most modern?
The latest one was... 2009.
Oh, wow.
With a... I'll tell you about it later, but it starred Christine Hermosa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actively resisting the casting. Looking it up on Google.
Don't looking it up! So, wait, I'll tell you the... premise of Maruja.
Okay.
The original premise of Maruja, right?
So Maruja is a creation of Mars Rivello?
Yes, yes.
Or is Maruja, is she really like
no,
a
no,
story
no.
that
she's
existed
an original,
before?
So Mars Rivello, so I have a little bit on Mars Rivello later. Mars Rivello like consumed books and mm. consumed literature. He was like, he lived inside the library. Like you do. He lived in the library. And so he couldn't tell what influenced him to create this Maruja story. But Maruja is an original Mars Rivello story.
Okay, okay.
And it works on themes of reincarnation.
Ooh,
and destiny.
I love that.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the basic story of Maruja.
Okay.
Maruja and Gabriel lived in Spanish era.
Gabriel,
her a boy.
Her beau.
They lived in Spanish era. Let's say 1700s, right? So
In the Philippines.
And Maruja and Gabriel were madly in love with
mm-hmm.
each other. But Maruja was of a well-to-do family.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents disapproved of their relationship. And Gabriel was like a cochero, like a coach driver.
Mm-hmm.
So Maruja was...
I haven't heard that word in ages.
Cochero, yeah. Maruja was forced to marry a man called Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the captain of the Guardia Civil.
Rodrigo, famously a villainous name.
Yes, Rodrigo. Yes, and Gabriel is a nice name. And then he's a captain of the guard to ensure their fortune. But right after the marriage, on the same night, she took her own life with a promise to Gabriel that they would be reunited one day. 100 years later, Maruja is reincarnated as a girl named Christy.
In the 1800s?
So like 1800s. No, sorry. So she existed in the 1800s, and so 100 years later.
So now we're
like
in the 19...
1950s.
Okay.
1950s. Because this was around the time it was written. Uh-huh. Into a modern day girl named Christy.
Uh-huh.
She sees flashes of her past.
Oh my god.
And gets like flashbacks of her previous
time travel.
Life.
I love this actually.
Of like, oh my gosh, why am I in the Spanish times? Like she visits like Intramuros.
Uh-huh.
And she remembers that she has been in Intramuros.
Uh-huh.
And she knows that house. And she knows that shop and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then she remembers her life.
Uh-huh.
And she finally meets... Gabrielle is 100 plus years old. And they are reunited.
No, wait. Gabrielle is an old person?
Yeah, he never died. So this is the original. This is the original Maruja. And so he eventually... He died. They died in each other's arms. So she died again. But they were reunited in, you know, in love. Because that was the promise. So that was the original Maruja.
That's
story.
Really nice. Very it's bittersweet.
Right. It's, you know what it is? It's Somewhere in Time.
Mm.
But again, Marcervella wrote it before Somewhere in Time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
It reminds me of all those, there's this huge section of like manga or webtoons, whatever. And there's this entire category that's like called isekai, which is you travel into a different world.
Right? Like so
Fushigi-Yugi is a famous early iteration of isekai. And there's a subgenre of isekai, which is...
I'm my own grandma.
You travel back in time to correct mistakes of the past.
Oh.
And it's a common trope, like, oh, she was like... abused by her husband or divorced by her husband and she suffered or whatever. She went back in time...
to kill her husband.
Yeah, or to correct the sense of her past or whatever.
Yeah, I like it. No, it's like that. This is more destiny.
This is more past lives.
Past lives. It's more past lives.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was created in... Oh, it's okay. It was first published in 1966. Sorry. And it was one of his masterpieces. It was his favorite thing that he wrote.
It's a great story.
It's a great story, right? And it's... People have said that it's similar to a story of Pyramus and Thisbe from Metamorphosis. But he didn't say that it is exactly like that. And then Maruja's full name is Maruja Isabella Sevilla.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Rodrigo was the cochero. In 2009, which is the latest version,
okay,
there was a show made by ABS-CBN called Nasaan Ka, Maruja? Where Are You, Maruja?
Uh-huh.
And it was adapted from the movie in 1967 that was also Maruja.
Who's starring in it?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
But the 2009 version was Christine Hermosa.
Uh-huh.
Derek Ramsey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Cheryl Cruz was in there somewhere.
It's not a Gazos Rigasi episode if you don't mention
Gardo Versosa. Well, Derek Ramsey has a Gardo Versosa vibe, right? That he was there. Okay, so the original movie in 1967 was entitled Maruja, Just Maruja, in 1967, Susan Roses.
Oh, okay.
Susan Roses. And then it was remade in 1978 as Gumising Ka, Maruja. Wake Up, Maruja.
Uh-huh.
And then again in 1996 as Maruja, starring, and this is the one that I saw, Carmina Villaruel.
Ah, okay.
So my entry into the Maruja myth
fandom.
And then it's a weird in the fandom. The weird thing is, whenever I fixed myself up and I looked nice, my dad would say, "Ang ganda-ganda mo naman ngayon, kamukha mo si Maruja."
Can you show me a picture
of Carmina as Maruja? Okay, let's see. Baby and Rostom.
It does feel like Somewhere in Time.
It's like Somewhere in Time. And I love it because it's like...
Why is there a modern poster? Oh, wala lang. Oh, it's Rostam pre-transition.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's some discussion on that they might make... They might remake it with Bibi Galanghari as Maruja.
Oh.
There's some talk. It hasn't been, but it's been in this.
That would be great.
It would be cool, right? Mm. Or like, they'd be reunited. Because they're friends.
Mm.
But they'd be like reunited as a... I have a side story. On Rustam and Carmina.
Okay, why?
Sidebar. So we do...
I used to have such a big crush on Rustam.
He's so handsome. I was more a Robin fan, but, you know, Rustam is so handsome.
Robin's so problematic.
He's so problematic. He's toxic masculinity. So, 100%. So, in our old jobs, we used to do in-home consumer visits, right? And we would meet consumers and ask them about, like, being moms and ask them about laundry, ask them about diapers and things like that. And one time we were working on baby,
okay,
and the product was a more premium diaper.
This is a Carmina and Rustum story.
Yes, this is a Carmina and Rustum story.
Where is this going? Carmina,
and so, you know, we had
premium diapers.
Premium diapers. I think it was baby dry.
And then you were interviewing
working moms. They're not like usually stay at home moms. And so, because you wanted to understand their needs, whatever.
Yeah. Set AB or whatever.
Yeah. So, this one lady we were talking to, she's cool. She was a younger mom. She had three kids and she was from Laguna. And we asked her what was her job. And she was a private investigator.
Wow.
She is a private eye. And we're like, what? And she's like, yeah, pays really well. I was like, what do you do? She's like, essentially, you're employed by lawyers,
okay,
who want to build evidence for their cases.
So does she like follow people around?
Yes. So one of her clients was
really cool.
Carmina.
Okay.
Because Carmina had wanted to get an annulment or a separation from Rustum.
Wait, was she allowed to say this?
Probably not. But it's probably not. There's no lawyer, you know, whatever. And the case is over, so maybe it's fine.
Okay.
So Carmina wanted a divorce or a separation, but Rustum would not grant it. And so they had to show grounds for it.
Okay.
So she thought, he was always missing. She thought it was because he was cheating on her,
okay,
with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
So this mom, this respondent, followed Rustum around all the time for months. Until finally one day, he drove all the way to Baguio.
Okay.
To compete in a beauty pageant.
I love this. Oh, this is great.
And so the lady was like, she lost him. She went back to it and said, oh, maybe he's judging the beauty pageant.
Uh-huh. Right?
Maybe his girlfriend is one of the contestants. And she was like, wait a second, the drag beauty contest. And he comes out.
He was in drag.
Bibi Gandanghari, yeah. And she wasn't even Bibi Gandanghari before. I think she was doing a play on Rustum.
Uh-huh.
It was obviously Rustum.
Uh-huh.
But it was a provincial drag,
uh-huh,
beauty pageant. And so she took photos.
That's so cute.
You know, and that was one of the key pieces of evidence.
Ah, okay.
For their separation.
But why?
Because in the Catholic Church,
uh-huh,
homosexuality
is
evidence for non-consummation.
Being in drag does not mean you're a homosexual. Not necessarily.
You think the church will differentiate?
Yeah, but the church does not.
The church will grant annulment for that.
Yeah.
Because they say like, oh, if you're being dressing up as a woman, then you're not being able to consummate the rite. Even if
I'm not familiar with
the grounds.
With
the seven grounds of annulment.
The process of annulment, because you have lawyers involved, but then you present it to the church.
Yeah.
Not a judge.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's annulment, there's legal annulment,
uh-huh,
which is actually also a long drawn out process. But there's also Christian annulment. If you're annulled in the church,
faster,
you're automatically annulled, uh-huh, in legal. But if you're annulled in the judge, it's not automatic for the church.
Yeah.
So to hit two birds with one stone, people will try to go for to church. But then there are only certain things.
Can you remind me, aside from the Philippines, which country doesn't have divorce?
It's just the Philippines.
Just the Philippines.
Okay.
And the Vatican?
No, not the Vatican as a city, but Catholics in the Vatican. So if you're like a Christian, if you're like a Buddhist,
mm-hmm,
if you're like a Muslim
so
living in the Vatican,
yeah,
you can get divorced.
Great.
In the Philippines, anyone of any religion cannot get divorced.
Insane.
Yeah. Right. Anyways.
Okay.
So, long sidebar on Carmina.
Back to Maruha.
Back to Maruha, right? Okay. So, yeah. So, there are a ton of adaptations and like all the productions mixed up. But it's always something that people always want to do.
Okay.
Right? So in this version of the newest one.
Because it's like a love story, but it's also like light sci-fi,
yes,
fantasy.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Nice. And it's like borrowing from a concept of reincarnation and then adapting it to the Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
So another person, by the way, sorry, as a sidebar, to have a visual in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the Christine Hermosa version.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, Maruha and Gabrielle, she was Maruha. She played herself as Maruha. But Gabrielle was Piolo Pascual.
Okay.
And in the story, in
so
this
there
version.
So is the future version of,
yes,
Piolo.
And so in the story, they were both killed.
Okay.
They both died.
Okay.
But little did Christy know that she and Ross
her sister's, her half-sister's fiancé would be the new Gabrielle. So there's that added complication. Like, ooh, in the reincarnation, not only does she find Gabrielle, but he just happened to be the fiancé of her half-sister.
No!
Right? And they're like, who do you root for?
Of course, drama, right?
Who do you root for?
Was there ever any version where she went back in time?
No.
Okay.
So it's always just...
It's all past life.
It's just recall. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But does the guy recall? Does eventually, Derek Ramsey?
Eventually.
Okay.
So it's funny because Christine Hermosa was Maruja in both times.
Mm-hmm.
But old Gabrielle was Piolo and new Gabrielle was Derek Ramsey. And I never got the logic of this. So I'll tell you the modern day story, the Christine Hermosa version.
Okay.
I just love that the premise is just so recreatable. Mm-hmm. So in the new 2009 version,
mm-hmm,
Maruja, Christine Hermosa, is reincarnated as Christy. And Gabrielle is
reincarnated as Ross. You know that 2009 was 15 years ago.
Man. I feel old.
Okay, anyway.
Christy Rivera, who's the new Maruja, is a magazine columnist who possesses psychic and paranormal abilities that help her see ghosts.
Okay.
She has a half-sister named Helen.
Okay.
Played by Caryl,
mm-hmm,
who is engaged to Ross Lozano, who is the new Gabrielle, who is Derek. Now Derek Ramsey. Okay. Ross used to draw sketches of Maruja even before they met in real life.
That's freaky.
Yeah. So maybe that's why it needed to be still Christine Hermosa. Because if he was drawing a sketch of a different person, that wouldn't make
sense. I guess the question is more, why did they change Piolo?
I think it's a scheduling.
Me too. Probably. I was going to say, they could only get him for 5 shooting days.
Because Piolo was not doing series in 2009. So, what is the connection between Christy and Ross to Maruja and Gabrielle? Will Ross leave Helen for Christy? What will be Helen's move? Christy having an open third eye can see ghosts or dead people and communicate to talk to them. What is that sentence even? Anyway, so later on, so that's the tension, right?
Okay, yeah.
Having a third eye, the premise allows you to go to the thing of like she can see past lives.
Mm-hmm.
So ghosts and past lives. Later, a ghost of her mother shows to her exactly what this ability is. And so she can use this gift to help other spirits cross the light. At the same time, knowing her true identity. Doesn't this sound like Ghost Whisperer?
So she can see ghosts and see their past lives.
See her past life.
Those are two different powers.
That's what I said. They're different talent sets. It's like a medium is different from a...
But how did she help the ghosts move on? She's like a ghost therapist.
Like a ghost whisperer. Like the Jennifer Love Hewitt show.
Oh, wow. That was so long ago.
It was
probably the same era.
Around 15 years ago.
What happened? How did she end up with Gabrielle or not?
In the show?
Uh-huh.
You'll have to watch it.
You did not check.
I didn't check it. But I'm guessing she ended up with Gabrielle because obviously.
Right? You never know.
So, of course... For me, I know, you know, a lot of concepts were borrowed because Marcel Bello himself said that he read a lot of things and he borrowed a lot of concepts. His idol was Mark Twain. So, like, Mark Twain also famously used a lot of tropes as well, right? And so he didn't specifically say what his influence was. But then I tried to do a research in, like, pre-colonial beliefs on reincarnation. And, of course, there's that Hindu influence of reincarnation. But what I realized is what we do have is not so much reincarnation, but transfiguration, which is legends that allude to people transforming into things,
mm-hmm,
because of tragedy or death or a promise, right? And so you can see that in the Alamat of the Mayon volcano,
mm-hmm,
of the Taal volcano, of the Sampaguita, of the whale shark even, and even in the creation story
with
Captain and Magwayan.
Transfiguration here?
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, like, there's no real reincarnation route.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the best equivalent that we have in our quote-unquote pre-colonial or indigenous lore is not so much as being born into a new life,
mm,
but being born into a new thing that enables you to be with your love,
mm,
eventually. So
that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because the idea of reincarnation didn't really stick as like person to an next person to an next person. Because the Hindu belief of reincarnation and the Buddhist belief of reincarnation is you can be a bug if you were sucky in life. And if you were smart and good you could have been a person. But then you can also go back to being a bug.
Does it relate to the fact that we believe in the...
parallel light.
Yeah, parallel planes, right? Yeah. So maybe, I haven't looked too much into Hindu and Buddhist belief, but it's not like there's an afterlife, is there? Everything exists in the same plane.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have no choice but to reincarnate, because where else would your soul go?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas we believe that our ancestors exist in a different plane within the same world. But that's why there would be no need to reincarnate.
Exactly.
Because you just move on to the other plane. And when you transfigure, you can exist in both planes, right? Exactly. That's why they're liminal spaces.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So go ahead.
Let me finish the one on reincarnation. My understanding of reincarnation in the religious context, and even in the Western fantastical context of like, oh, in my past life I was Cleopatra, is that... in that voice. It's always someone important. You're never just like, oh, in my past life I was a milkmaid. It's always like, I was Cleopatra, or I was like, whatever, Napoleon. It's usually because of an unfulfilled destiny or an unfulfilled goal that you were able to do, and then and a reincarnation allows you to do that. Wherein I don't get that sense from our own life and death mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And also like, okay, if you wanted to protect your family, you can do it as a trusted ancestor, as
exactly.
an anito, right?
Yeah.
Or as like a protective mountain who helps protect people. So there's a series. There's a new series. I have to look up the name, but it's an Australian or a New Zealand series.
Okay.
Where two people who were like maybe in their late 20s die and they become elders. Because, you know, in Australia and in New Zealand, it's like revered elders and everything. It's similar to us.
Maori,
yeah. They Maori for New Zealand, indigenous for Australia. But they have a similar ancestor worship belief where when the ancestors die, they're just there and they're watching over us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like 20 plus year olds and their job is to be the ancestor for this particular problematic person. And they're it's really funny. It's very like Flight of the Conchords type humor
of
and
course.
Stuff. But the way they depict if they're in the guy's head, it's like Iron Man. Like they have the computer.
The HUD?
Yeah.
The HUD, heads-up display.
Yeah. They have that. And it's like super funny. And the other person is just like some kid screwing up his life. And they're like, no, don't do that. But actually that's hot. You know, they're like, they're also bad influences, but they're ancestors. So they have to be smarter. They have to be, but it's a funny show.
But that's funny because, I mean, the thing about the ancestors guiding you and being wiser is, it's not necessarily because they're better people than you.
Yeah.
It's just that they have the benefit of thousands of years of collective knowledge.
Yeah. That's funny. But anyways, so that's essentially those are the depictions. The films, as I mentioned, the 1967 one with Susan Rossens and Romeo Vasquez. 1978 remake with Susan Rossens again, but then with Philip Salvador. And I appreciate that. She's older than him.
Mm-hmm.
1996 with Carmina and Rustam. And then in TV, it's Nasaan Ka Maruha with Christine Hermosa. And then I have a reincarnation adjacent story that we talked about before from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok user goes viral for finding her lookalike at the National Museum. Have you heard of this?
No.
So there's this girl.
From where?
Veronica Baluyo is her name. I think she is from Mindanao somewhere. And she was just traveling in the National Museum. And she finds this picture of this woman. And she looks just like her.
Oh my God.
And you know who the woman is? Ambet Ocampo's mom.
Are they related?
No, Ambet Ocampo is adopted. Oh, you mean Belen Ocampo and the girl?
Yeah, of course, they look alike.
No relation. Absolutely no relation.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it was just...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, Ambet Ocampo, who is your professor, is from a fairly famous family. His mom in particular was a jeweler and their family owned like a line of jewelry and jewelry shops. So, of course, during this time, it looks like 40s or 50s, they had a portrait of her. And it's a special kind of portrait that they lent to the National Museum to exhibit, and the girl just comes up to the portrait and it's her face. So eventually Ambet Ocampo goes and meets the girl and then they take a selfie together.
Cute.
Yeah, but it was like it had 4.8 5.8 million views and more than 60,000 reactions. So, and he himself saw it. But she really, really, really looked like her. Oh, it's also called a photo oleo.
I don't know what that means.
Which is that kind of whatever that portrait was. So yeah, that's my shorty on
that's cute.
The story of Maruja. I love the story. I love that it's been recreated so many times.
I mean, it's been 15 years. It's due for another remake, I think.
Who would be the new... I don't know any new actors.
We don't know anymore. The new actors anymore.
I don't know new actors. Catherine Bernhardt. She's the only one I know, but she's not young na.
Well, she's like 30.
You know who I really like? Who's really... Lot's daughter is very beautiful. Janine Gutierrez.
Mm, yeah.
And she has like a Spanish look to her also.
Yeah.
So she could potentially... And then I know no young... I only know like Daniel Padilla, and he's like maybe 35.
Again, same generation as Catherine.
But okay, Carbina's kids are about that age now.
I don't know if they've gone into like hard, like serious hardcore.
No, just
acting.
Modeling.
They mostly do commercials and yeah, stuff. Yeah. I think.
But if it was like Carmina,
that'd be funny though. Next generation, right?
And Piola has like a grown son too. Mm. Carmina's kid and Piola's kid.
Is she acting?
Piola's kid?
Uh-huh.
No, it's a boy.
Is he acting?
Modeling?
Oh, Inigo.
Yeah.
Tama ba? Inigo Pascal.
Yeah. So, if you guys have fan casting suggestions.
Give us your fan cast.
We don't know the young people anymore. God.
We're not in the know, sadly.
Oh, no. I feel so old.
But...
I like it. This is
especially
my...
because our references are somewhere in time.
I know. Somewhere in time. Susan Rosen and
sure
Romeo Vasquez.
I'm sure there's like a really recent modern film where it's a similar concept. We just don't know the reference.
I don't know it. But it's very similar. Christopher Reeves, people don't even know who that is anymore.
I'm sure, like Superman, I'm sure they know.
No.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah, Henry Cavill. Yeah, Tom Welling.
Oh, wow. Smallville.
Who's your Superman? Maybe we'll do an MCU, Mars Rebellion Cinematic Universe.
We should.
Right?
We'll
do a Darna. We'll do Elastic Man.
We'll post a fan cast.
A fan cast?
No, Mars Rebellion Cinematic Universe.
We'll do a quiz of Mars Rebellion Cinematic Universe. Too bad he died na. I would have loved to meet him.
Pick his brain.
Yeah. You know, he dropped out of school. Like in high school because of, you know, financial reasons, and just like spent time in libraries and just like
nice.
Yeah, and he wrote his own stories, he produced his own films. It's really cool. Mm. MCU.
Well, there you go. The story of Maruja.
Maruja.
It
made us hungry.
I really want Maruja, honestly.
I don't know if they'll find it.
The greatest tragic love story of all
time. Can you bring bananas to Singapore? Probably not.
It's organic matter. I don't know, actually. Maybe? Who knows?
Because my mom's coming.
You can ask her to bring some.
Have her bring,
there's
like,
saba here. Of course there's saba here. You just have to look.
Let's get like some palm sugar.
It's impossible that there's no saba. You know, we should ask. Oh, you don't know. Because in Limehouse, they always have plantain.
Oh!
So they must source it from somewhere. Anyway.
Long story short.
We hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
Yes, it's a shorty.
Yeah, it is a shorty. Good job.
Yay, good job.
Again, send us your fan casts.
Yes, your fan cast.
The 2024 Metro Manila Film Fest version of Maruja.
Maybe it can start off like with that Ambet Ocampo thing. Like a girl goes to the National Museum, sees a portrait of herself, right? And then the artist is there and he's like, that was my old love. I don't know. The photographer was Gabriel. I don't know. Or like it's like half a picture, tapos they find the other half of the picture. But
like in Parent Trap. I always found that scene at the cabin so funny because it was like, if I'm born on October 11th and you're born on October 11th,
like, guys.
And it's like, guys, come on.
Another thing was like the Julio and Julia, the cartoon Julio and Julia, where they have like the same medallion.
I don't know,
like the twins of Tadhana. It's a cartoon, Julio and Julia. But he's Chinese. And she's like a blonde girl. And they're like, but we're the Kambal and Tadhana. We're the twins of destiny.
Where is this?
It's a cartoon. And ABS-CBN before. Julia et Julia. See Julio. No.
Hey, Anima. Where can they find us?
They can find us at The Gods Must Be Crazy Pod on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube and on Patreon. And you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If you want to give us a 5-star rating, that would be fantastic. Or any sadder rating is also okay.
No, no.
Just 5. Only 5s will be accepted.
We hope you enjoyed that. Let us know what you think. And, you know, we're always looking for new ideas for topics to cover and things to deep dive on. So just, you know, run on over to Instagram and send us a message or send us an email. We'd love to hear from you guys. Send us a voice note and we might feature it in the next episode. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.